is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A big win in the U.S. Senate for President Trump.
The Senate being evenly divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed.
Vice President Vance casting the deciding vote on the Trump budget bill. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This is essentially the president's agenda in legislative form. This is extending the Trump tax cuts, the ones that were originally passed in 2017, extending those, creating new tax cuts. No federal tax on tips, no federal tax on overtime pay. Those are new provisions. Also increasing money for immigration enforcement, another key priority from the president. That's also in this bill.
Three Republicans voted against it. The bill does feature steep cuts in programs, including Medicaid and food stamps. President Trump is in Florida today to see a new migrant detention center in the Everglades.
We have a lot of bodyguards and a lot of cops that are in the form of alligators. You don't have to pay them so much.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
The isolated outdoor facility dubbed Alligator Alcatraz is surrounded by dangerous wildlife, oppressive heat, and raises alarms with immigration advocates over due process concerns.
A plea deal avoids the death penalty for Brian Koberger, the man charged with the stabbing deaths of four Idaho college students in 2022. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
They're getting a conviction right away. They're getting the absolute guarantee of life behind bars without the possibility of parole.
Some family members of the victims are angered by the decision. Overseas, correspondent Deborah Pata tells us there's an international call for an end to operations by the Israeli-American group Gaza Humanitarian Fund.
Today, 130 humanitarian organizations, including some of the world's biggest NGOs, have called for the GHA for operations to be shut down, saying the foundation is basically violating all the norms of humanitarian work, including forcing 2 million people into overcrowded and militarized zones where they could be killed.
It got close to 100 degrees today in Paris, hot enough for them to close the upper portion of the Eiffel Tower. This tourist was just fine with that.
Earlier, we thought that we would be going up the stairs for the second floor, but we won't do that. We will skip that.
The heat wave in most of Europe is due to ease off a bit tomorrow. Disgraced televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has died at 90. He was brought down by a sex scandal in the late 1980s. Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 300 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council meets tonight with a packed agenda. There will be discussions on water infrastructure, public safety funding, and whether to uphold the mayor's veto of a liquor license for a gas station. Council members will also consider grants for firefighter training. The meeting starts at 6, and it's again being held in the Racine Public Library Community Room. Today's the first day on the job for the new interim president at Gateway. Dr. Morgan Phillips was formerly vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He takes over from outgoing president Ritu Raju. The board says a national search for a permanent president is underway. If you plan on hitting the road tomorrow, you won't be alone. AAA says the busiest travel time of the Independence Day weekend is tomorrow, technically noon to 9 tomorrow. The other busy times are Thursday afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. Wisconsin leaders have reached a tentative bipartisan state budget deal. Governor Tony Evers has announced $330 million for child care, $1.4 billion for K-12 schools, and $1.3 billion for mostly middle-class tax cuts. The plan also boosts funding for the universities of Wisconsin and is set for a legislative vote tomorrow. And Kenosha has the lowest gas price in the area at $2.92 a gallon today. The state average is at $2.96. It's down over 30 cents from this time last year. Experts say it could be the lowest Independence Day gas price since 2021. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A whole new Bucks team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA free agency, After two seasons, the Milwaukee Bucks have waived Damian Lillard. He's recovering from that torn Achilles tendon. He'll be paid $22 million a year in dead money over the next 5 years to make up his contract with the Bucks. The Bucks then signed Indiana Pacers free agent center Miles Turner to a four-year deal worth $107 million. He's 29 years old. He'll replace Brook Lopez, who's headed to the Clippers on a two-year contract. In another move, the Bucks have traded guard Pat Connaughton and two future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets. They pick up 31-year-old guard Vasilije Micic. He's Serbian and may be headed back to play in Europe. The Bucks also signing an 11-year veteran guard, Gary Harris, from the Orlando Magic to a two-year deal. So again, the Bucks saying goodbye to Damian Lillard. They signed the Pacers center Miles Turner to a four-year deal with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, low of 67. Sunshine and highs in the mid 80s on your Wednesday, an afternoon storm possible. Clear and 69 Wednesday night. For Thursday, scattered storms, otherwise sunny and 84. Right now, it's 82.
WRJN and Dan Marcus inviting you to the lakeshore with the WRJN Sand and Surf Report for today. Temperature, high temperature, expected to be about 82 degrees. The heat index will be a modest 84. The water temperature, 68.2 degrees. And waves will be under 1 foot. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Boss Bonka took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Hey.
waving me goodbye. Hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Bree is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
It's WRJN and Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me today. Appreciate it. Kurt Volman has his 5 o'clock class reunion today as he will focus on the class of 1967. He'll play two or three songs from back then, some of the news highlights, maybe an old commercial or two. It's Kurt Volman's class, a 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 67 today. Right after 5 o'clock on WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Summerfest's third and final round of dates. Can you believe it? We've again made some personal picks for you to enjoy the big gig along Milwaukee's Lakeshore this holiday weekend. Let's start with the music, and some great throwbacks are playing, including Richard Marx, the band Chicago, Fountains of Wayne, even Sebastian Bach. Find the full list of artists on the more than 12 stages at summerfest.com. Friday night, Johnsonville is hosting a huge party for America's 249th birthday. Don't miss singing, cake, and fireworks to cap off the celebration. And here's what I call your new must-do. Grab a free Big Win ticket at the gate on Saturday. You could walk away with more money than you arrived with. $1 million up for grabs. No kidding. Wishing you a happy holiday. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care of my baby.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. One of the hippest songs by one of the hippest acts, The Fifth Dimension, Stone Soul Picnic. Top 10, July of 1968.
sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Godfather of Soul on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, the station with Stuart J. Waddles. And another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the first day on the job for the new interim president at Gateway. Dr. Morgan Phillips was formerly vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He takes over from outgoing president Ritu Raju. The board says a national search for a permanent president is underway. If you plan on hitting the road tomorrow, you won't be alone. AAA says the busiest travel time of the Independence Day weekend is tomorrow, technically noon to 9 tomorrow. The other busy times are Thursday afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. About 1.5 million people in the state will be hitting the road for the holiday, with most construction paused, but some projects will still be in progress. The DOT urges drivers to buckle up, slow down, and check the 511 website for real-time updates. A new bipartisan budget deal in Wisconsin promises $1.3 billion in income tax cuts, $330 million for child care, and a $1.4 billion boost for K-12 schools. Governor Evers is calling the agreement a win for kids, families, and the state's future, noting that it includes the largest university funding increase in two decades. The legislature's budget committee meets today with a full vote expected tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, low of 67. Sunshine and highs in the mid 80s on your Wednesday, an afternoon storm possible. Clear and 69 Wednesday night. For Thursday, scattered storms, otherwise sunny and 84. Right now, it's 82.
Hey.
daily Jackson 5 on the station with local news and timeless hits. So we go from the Jackson 5 to the Dave Clark 5 on WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Hits, WRJN, a spiritual soul song. is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up in just minutes on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with stripes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Let's open up the church doors. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and I say church doors because this is just pure gospel. Made the top 10 in 1969, recorded in 1968, kind of organized by Edwin Hawkins, who is a pianist for a Church of God in Christ church in Berkeley. And he put together several songs, created a vinyl album, and sold it to help finance a trip to a state youth, for his state youth choir, to a church youth conference in Washington, D.C. And for some reason, off that album, this song just took off, made the top 10. It was in the top 10 with songs like Get Back by the Beatles, Bad Moon Rising, In the Ghetto, Love Theme from Romeo and Juliet, several others. So it made the big time. The song's a pure spiritual church choir song called Oh Happy Day. The Edwin Hawkins Singers from the spring of 1969. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN. Edwin Hawkins Singers. Oh, happy day. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon. That song kicked off a lot of spirituality that made it into pop music. Songs like The Lord's Prayer came along after that by Sister Janet Mead and several others. Music from Godspell, for example. But that was the first truly pure gospel song that made the top 10. That's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Another one tomorrow morning here on WRJN. WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done. But the music continues with Kurt Volman. He's got the class of 1967 under the microscope with the 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon. Stick around for that. Always a good time with Kurt Volman.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart, read how many times I saw you. How in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe.
ceiling if you want me.
Oh, twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Senate narrowly passed President Trump's massive tax and spending bill.
It's a great bill. There is something for everyone. And I think it's going to go very nicely in the House.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill reports its fate in the House is far from certain.
This is essentially the president's agenda in legislative form. This is extending the Trump tax cuts, the ones that were originally passed in 2017, extending those, creating new tax cuts. No federal tax on tips, no federal tax on overtime pay. Those are new provisions. Also increasing money for immigration enforcement, another key priority from the president. That's also in this bill. But those cuts had to come from somewhere, and those cuts have been made to various entitlement programs, including to Medicaid.
President Trump visited a new migrant